Chapter 2. The door that never sleeps, the sound of her own footsteps crunching on the hardwood floor, seemed sacrilegious in the silence. Elena advanced down the main corridor, the light from her phone cutting grotesque shadows from the sheet-covered furniture. The air was colder than it should be in September, and her every exhalation formed an ephemeral ghost in front of her lips. The walls, covered with portraits veiled by dust and time,